Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America, from border to border, coast to coast, and all the ships at sea. Streaming live from the County of Kings, Brooklyn, New York City, on the Heritage Radio Network. Are you ready for the fastest half hour on the internet today? It's the Mike and Judy Show. Spanning the globe for high-minded hijinks and lowbrow kicks to bring you the best in sex, drugs, rock and roll, and nuclear fission. They're too bad for radio and too good-looking for television. And now, here they are, the Nichols and May of the Now Generation, your hosts, Mike Edison and Judy McGuire.
All right, Judy, are you ready?
I'm ready for this special Mike Edison Apocalypso birthday special.
Apocalypso 2012.
When did it turn into Apocalypso? I love that.
Yeah, well, last year it was
summer.
Apocalypso 2012.
Yes. Well, because last time it was just Apocalypse, but I thought if we made it Apocalypso, we could incorporate some fiery island music.
Yeah, I mean, I feel more exotic already.
Who's that talking?
Apocalypso 2012.
We have a very special, special guest.
Apocalypso 2012.
Joe, we haven't even started the pot smoking yet. Your engineer is still in Spanish. It's a nice.
Apocalypso 2012.
In Spanish, is a nice word for it.
Apocalypso 2012.
It's retrasado, which means delayed, like the traffic's delayed, but really it's what you call a retarded person. You say, wow. Yeah, that person's a little delayed.
That's Joe. Joe is pretty delayed.
Joe, push that button challenged. One more time. Go ahead.
The bleach went into his brain.
It's in my brain.
So we have the best guests today. For the first time on the right side of the glass, engineer to the stars, Heritage Radio Magic Man, Jack Inslee.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for being here.
Who does that intro bumper? It sounds like a very handsome man.
And also joining us today is our good friend, Katie Kiefer from
Straight No Chaser.
Yeah. We used to work together.
Giving
remember
it
those
to
days?
You straight. Yeah, baby.
Remember those days? We used to work together.
Yes, indeed.
And
I do.
Our other best special guest is this gigantic space doobie I've rolled.
Yeah, it's big.
It's apocalypse now.
That's a good one.
All right. Apocalypse.
Katie's trying to work my side of the street. And we have, our good friend Howard Kalin from Flo and Eddie, I believe, is going to call in. Last night I was down at Asbury Park and we saw the Turtles play on their Happy Together tour. And I got to say, they were fucking amazing. Surpassed all expectations. It was one of these crazy oldies reviews. Shows with the Buckinghams and Gary Puckett. And
weren't the monkeys part of that, Mike?
How
do they play with Davy Jones, being dead and all?
Oh,
well,
man.
You know, Mickey did do some of the vocals.
Well, Mickey Dolenz did do a lot of the vocals, right? He did a lot of the lead vocals.
Yeah, I did watch the show.
In
repeats,
man.
Of course. Far too young to have seen it the first time
around. But Mickey was out there doing it. It's weird because he's like an older cat and he looks like he's in disguise because he wears like these like big sunglasses and like a fedora of some sort, like a black fedora, and I actually thought
that is like ghetto plastic surgery and hair plug.
It was like reverse drag. I thought it was like a chick in reverse drag. And there's a part I thought he was just gonna whip off the hat and the glasses and Liza Minnelli was gonna be underneath there. All right,
All right, he's
taught you well, Joe.
We should light one of these joints. Which one should we go for now?
Oh my God!
Now this one, we got the Heritage pin joint.
I would say go with the pin joint first.
So sad.
Yeah, you would say that, Grandma.
No, I think you're going to have to be a little coherent for the end of the show.
No,
I won't be smoking.
Hell no.
Okay, light the big one.
We're going for
the way, customers are staring at these joints. Do you see the way they're looking at this?
Jack, why don't you fire it right up?
They're like, what the hell is going on here?
Jack, why don't you fire this up? And I'm telling you now, this is a
Indica
Sativa blend, I believe, but it's called Hairband.
Hairband.
Oh, you guys know the hairband.
It's not the Vortex?
You guys know, oh, no, this is the hairband. And let me tell you, if you two puffs of this, and you're going to think you're at a Cinderella concert.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
My I feel sister like I'm is being
watched. On Apocalypso 2012.
Oh, man.
Joe.
Come on, Joe.
Push the button.
Oh. Apocalypso 2012.
So...
Wait, somebody has like a little guinea pig on their table out there. Isn't that weird?
Bring it in here. Let's get it stoned.
Very weird.
So, Judy, have you been watching the Olympics at all?
No. I've been reading Mickey Boardman's tweets on Twitter, and they're all I need. He alerts me when like there's a man in a tight bathing suit on. He tells me who's got like the hottest bod. He said Daniel Craig was the highlight of the...
Oh, my God.
Is he competing?
Wait, so did you...
Yeah, was he naked?
Did you guys all watch the opening ceremony?
I watched the Nations Parade so I could watch and see Spain.
Okay,
outfits.
You saw the... But you didn't see... Danny Boyle, like, teen romance high school musical that they put on.
No, I just watched Old Man McCartney on YouTube.
Oh, that was... I mean, that was fine. But the Danny Boyle was in charge of the opening ceremony. It was bad. Bad.
Yeah,
they got such good reviews from everybody except for you, Jack.
Really? The like it was like a love story, and they were texting each other, and there were pre-recorded bits, and the queen was I didn't like it.
Oh, because the queen.
I prefer communist China's mind blowing fucking.
And it
visual.
Was yeah. Leave it to the commies to blow some minds.
Exactly. Yeah.
They had like 5 million people in the opening ceremony.
Right. Well, apparently Michael Phelps kind of foozled on his first outing, right? He didn't really, barely made the qualifying.
Came in fourth.
You know why? Because he's a fucking pothead. Right? 2 seconds after he won those medals, there's a picture of him with the bong, right? If you remember 4 years ago. What do you think he's been doing for the last 4 years?
Here's where I pass the joint to Judy, and she doesn't take it.
No, thank you.
Judy, why do you hate pot so much?
Why are you passing it to Mike instead
you didn't get it?
Yeah, ladies first.
Ladies first, dude.
It's to the left no matter what every time.
Oh, is that right?
Right, that's right. See,
I missed that etiquette part.
Pass the duchy to the
left hand
side.
I worked at High
side.
Times. I never heard that. Oh.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, pass the duchy to the left hand side?
Yeah, that's right.
Sense. Pot etiquette. The problem with High Times is there is no fucking etiquette. Okay? A bunch of fucking like weed hungry, seriously, they're like fucking like drug vampires.
They really are. They can smell it on you.
Yes. Thank you, Joe.
Joe, don't forget to call our guest. You successfully call Howard.
You're giving me all this shit, but guess who's on the line?
Howard, are you there?
I look foolish. Damn it. Howard, are you there?
You have to give me a hard time.
Fuck.
I am.
Oh, that's right. In your face.
All
right.
Well, let me introduce Howard Kalin, the great Howard Kalin of the Turtles and Flo and Eddie.
Oh, man.
And,
wow.
Yeah. Howard's the guy. Like I said,
what an honor.
He's played with Mark Bolan, Frank Zappa, The Mothers, John and Yoko, you name it, Bruce Springsteen, even Duran Duran. You love Duran Duran, right, Judy?
I love Bruce Springsteen.
I recently saw Duran Duran
and
in Madison Square Garden.
You guys are such groupies. I cannot believe it.
I'm a total groupie, man.
Hear anybody talking about how fucking good I am.
And, well, be patient.
We just talked about how great you were for about 5 minutes.
Last night we saw the Turtles and the Happy Together tour in Asbury Park. Let me tell you, it was fucking awesome. It was really surpassed all expectations. The Flo and Eddie Turtle show.
Thank you.
Howard, it was 110%. How are you feeling today?
Wonderful, man. It was a little early for me to get up and then take the drive in, but we're at the Wolf Trap tonight in Washington, D.C., so we had to get up early because Mickey Dolenz needed to rent a car. So,
hey, did Mickey ever show last night?
We're team players, When anybody on the tour needs something, we're the first ones to volunteer and go, oh, hell yeah, we don't need to sleep. We don't need to sing. We don't need to do anything except bring Mickey to the rental car place. That's what we'll do.
He sounds like a real charmer, that Mickey Dolan.
So did he ever show for the meet and greet last night? I mean, there were people in wheelchairs with Monkees records waiting to be signed, and everyone was there except for the last Monkey standing.
That's always pretty frightening to me, man. When you see the demographic of the audience and you realize that the security people, all the security people in front of the stage are there to keep the rollers and the wheelchairs from hitting the stage.
Oh, come on, man. I'm in the demographic. I ain't rocking no wheelchair.
They're but for the grace of God, Howard, right?
Yeah, wait until you get your hip replaced.
I am waiting.
So, I was really surprised.
I know. See, that's the problem with you guys is that you're so hip that you don't think that age change is going to happen to you.
Oh, we know better.
Honey, I hate to tell you.
Oh, man. I thought, though, my whole theory is when you go over the hill, you pick up speed. I'm working with that.
That's totally true.
I'm working with that right now.
That is totally true.
The show was so good last night. I was so glad that there was so much good humor and comedy and, you know, Flo and Eddie kind of stuff going on with the turtle stuff on a show, honestly, that's basically pretty earnest overall. You know, can't get more earnest than Gary Puckett in the Union Gap.
Oh, my gosh.
So you're right. There's a certain level of over-seriousness there.
Yeah.
And I think if we weren't on the tour to kind of lighten things up and to make people leave feeling a little bit more up about themselves, it's kind of required. Not that I'm saying that you listen to Gary Puckett and you'll kill yourself.
I came pretty fucking close last night.
Wow.
I'm just saying, the suicide rates do go up when Gary plays.
You know, one of the guys I was with last night pointed out that all the songs are just like these lecherous songs about, well, young girls is obviously making young girl.
Young girls are probably like 52 now.
Yeah,
right. Relative.
Oh no, he's way older than that.
That's why they're young girls.
Yeah, exactly. For
keep
him, 52
going,
is.
Keep going. Let me see if you can guess his age.
71.
I don't think I can count. We're smoking pot here, Howard. I don't think I can count that.
You're very close.
Come wash what up.
71. Yeah, that would be about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 56. So,
I believe he's 70. Yeah.
I totally.
It's wonderful to sing about young girls when you're 70, you know. Except
young girls and AARP card.
Perverted.
Well, it's either charming or it's scary.
but there's no doubt the Happy Together tour when the Turtles came on batting cleanup. I mean, that's why they're there. I mean, the whole thing just sort of went from like 0 to 100. I mean, really.
In sheer honesty, there's no way in hell that we're a bigger draw or a larger attraction than Mickey Dolenz, and we don't pretend to be, and we don't want to be, and that's not our job on the tour. Our job on the tour is to kind of host the thing. We brought Shadow Stevens, who is our radio producer, into it to do all the voiceovers and intros. And so we have some control over what the tone of the show is on a year-to-year basis. And then we try to, at the beginning of the year, or even as early as this, put out feelers for next year's tour so that we've got a very strong lineup and can come back to these big arenas and play this show again and build up the name Happy Together Tour so that people will come back to see us year after year. Depending on our taste, you know, if you trust us, then you know we're going to bring you a good show. You're not going to sit through Cannibal and the Headhunters for 6 hours.
Yeah, I was right on last night. We just got to hope that Mickey Dolenz makes it till next summer. Boy, he was playing the Davy Jones card really hard last night. Oh, man.
He's great.
Yeah, you and was it you or Mark? Flo of the Flo and Eddie, who so you said you were like dropping like flies, and I'm thinking like last year did one of the Grassroots die like while you were on the road, and then Davy Jones spun off this monkey coil as well.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, after a while, truly though, when you start addressing your audience as if it was an ARP meeting, and there are a couple of references earlier in the show. By the Grassroots and the Buckinghams, and even Gary particularly, that talk about how damned old we are. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's true. I think you're as old as you feel, and when you get the audience to think young, then all of a sudden they feel young, and they don't leave with such a gray cloud following them around. You know,
but they're going to revisit.
We'll make light of it. All these guys are talking about retirement homes and the short bus is going to come to pick you guys up and all this crap. And, well, maybe they don't say that exactly.
Yeah, but they're thinking it, though. You know they're thinking it.
But we try to be optimistic about it and talk about next year and all the years to come and the fact that these are our people. You know, we encourage them to take pictures because it's true. Because this may never happen again. We could die tomorrow.
Start crying.
Okay, well, I'm praying for Mickey Dolenz. Howard, I'm not worried about you. You totally kick ass. You know, I mean, shit. Last night I was the youngest person there last night.
Wow, really?
Wow.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true. There might have been younger people than you, but they came with their parents.
And to put it into perspective, I felt old at the Bushwick block party, so
Well, Howard, listen, next time you're going to come in and come into the studio and do this live. You've got a new book coming out next year.
Can't wait to read it.
You're going to come in, and it's fucking amazing. But next year you'll come in, we'll talk about it for real. We'll take the Flo and Eddie Howard Kalin book tour right here to Bushwick.
Fantastic. I really look forward to that, Michael.
All right. Thanks, Howard. Good to talk to you. See you soon, man.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
All right. That's it. Flo and Eddie.
Talk to you guys, man. Have a great Apocalypso day.
Oh, thank you.
Think of me while you're hearing those steel drums.
All right. Howard Kalin, everybody, from Flo and Eddie and the Turtles. All right. I'll tell you
bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, hey, why don't we take a break and smoke more pot? Do you have the Calypso record, Joe?
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, look at that. See, I told you, some Fiery Island music for a Pot Calypso 2012.
Honey, come and go with me back to the West Indies. Baby, can't you see I'm losing me pep and me energy? What I need is
drink the coconut water,
the jelly.
Drink the coconut water.
Yes, it is a builder.
Drink the coconut water. I cannot get in America.
What is the tonic, man?
Drink the coconut water,
the jelly.
Drink the coconut water.
Yes, it is a builder.
Drink the coconut water. I cannot get in America.
At the medical center, what you think? The doctors told me I have to drink. They said, take this advice from me, Bobby, and go back to the West Indies. What you need is
drink the coconut water,
the jelly.
Drink the coconut water.
It is a builder.
Drink the coconut water. I cannot get in America.
What is the tonic, man?
Drink the coconut water. Drink the coconut water. Drink the coconut water. I cannot get in America.
I remember when I was young, I was a husky and very strong. Now I am so evil and weak.
All right, we're back here at Apocalypso 2012.
I think we all just got fired from Roberta's.
Yeah, the local gendarme came in and told us to cool it. But what are we going to do? Do we really have to stop smoking pot?
He said, you can smell it.
But look, this Heritage joint is just a pin joint. Provided by our
Calypso.
Yeah, you can smell it.
Remember when I taught you guys the word retrosada in the first part of the show?
Well, you guys need a little fan in here, some exhaust, like some exhaust.
I love the way Howard gets on the radio and he starts dissing on Mickey Dolenz right away. I was like worried.
Yeah,
you know,
really.
I mean, it's like you're on the road with all these guys, and I'm like, oh shit, I don't want to. Howard's
a friend
of mine.
Yeah, but they're all in their 60s. It's a cranky together.
It's interesting, though.
Give him a hard time. He's the first guy's like, oh yeah, Mickey Dolenz, fucking prima donna, fucking diva.
Can't ride on the bus, needs to rent a car.
Oh, man. I mean, my dad is always complaining about going to those reunion shows. He's like, it's just depressing, you know? I don't want to see the old guys singing about young girls. It makes me feel really old. So, to that end, I brought him to Bonnaroo when Heritage went to Bonnaroo.
You brought your dad?
I brought my dad. That was my plus one. And actually had him smoke pot for the first time, and he said 20 years.
Wow.
So immediately to the grass, on the floor.
So the first time, since you were born, then, in other words.
Essentially, right? Actually, I guess I would have been, you know, 6 or 7, so he needed it at that point. But, lays right down and gives the classic, like, this is much stronger shit than it is.
Oh, please. I don't think it's strong.
Oh, yeah.
What do you know?
I think there's a real curve there with the pot. I think there was, like, sort of like the government-sponsored myth and propaganda that pot is so much stronger, now pot is so much stronger,
sure,
that you heard all through, like, the 80s and the anti-drug, you know, and just say no stuff. But then all of a sudden, pot really did get stronger.
I think so, too.
You know, I think at a time when it really wasn't that much different, when we were still... You see, Jack, once upon a time, pot used to be brown and gold.
Yes, okay? It wasn't green and
It wasn't
sticky.
Always green and sticky, right? It was a different time. It was a simpler time.
It was a... You get
it was a time before Apocalypso 2012.
It was a time when joints all looked like the one you rolled, and not like this little pencil.
Not like the one provided.
Thanks, Joe. Great job, Joe.
I pretty much shit my pants every time I smoke a joint.
All right. See, now Joe says,
in that case, you better stay on that
side of the glass. You need to go on a date then.
You better stay on that side of the glass then, pal.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, now what I was saying. So pot was gold. High. Acapulco gold was nice. Gold was, an ounce of weed was $40.
Here
come your grandpa tales.
Right?
$40 for like Mexican or Colombian brown dirt weed, right? It was all right. It got you where you wanted to go. especially in 1976,
sure.
a year you've only read about in books.
Sure. And everyone did more acid then anyway, right? So like,
I don't know. I think people here at Roberta's and Heritage do more acid than anybody ever. You know,
one of the best things about smoking pot for me in high school was, how was I going to smoke it? Because there weren't that many head shops. You had to come into Manhattan. Mm. I was in New Jersey. We made pipes out of apples, out of tampon applicators.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Always.
I want one of those. They should sell those.
I can make you one of those. Yeah.
This week, I can make you a pipe out of pretty much anything. And I roll colossal super joints. I mean, I really love rolling joints. That's one of those things. It's one of the five things I do well.
I'm a blunt guy, actually.
Yeah,
blunts, the tobacco wrappers. Yeah,
yeah, you don't gotta talk to me like. Yeah, I mean,
Grandpa, let me.
Jack listens to hip hop, so you know he rolls the brown stuff.
You know, I was the publisher of High Times fucking magazine. I know what a blunt is.
That's true. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ, I don't want to make you feel that bad, Jack.
Yeah, I'm a guilty guy. It's mostly blunts for me. I don't know, which is kind of a waste. It's a lot of waste.
You're looking at me paternally. I'm not sure I like this. We better smoke another joint.
So tell me this. Why does smoking a blunt, why is that better than smoking a joint?
Because I quit cigarettes and it's an excuse to get my tobacco
fixed. Really? Is that it?
That's probably the secret reason, man.
I never got with the whole blunt thing, you know? Well, you know, problems like, you know, pot got so expensive that no one's rolling joints.
Yeah,
that
was the right thing. Exactly.
So there's the brown weed's 40, and the gold was 45, and that was like considered a premium price.
Really?
Or 50 for an ounce.
What did the gold mean?
An ounce. You know how you measure an ounce in those days? Put it in a baggie if it's four fingers, it's an ounce.
Yeah. The scales were for the matter. Cocaine.
Yeah, you know.
That's what that scales
so,
were for.
And you'd roll joints and start passing them around because it was a drug that you could share.
Yeah.
As opposed to now, where I got to get a vaporizer to like maximize the efficiency of, you know, this $50 capsule.
Dude, because it's fucking 400 an ounce. Now you know.
I know, it's crazy.
That's
it's
crazy.
More, it's more than gold.
It's more than. No.
I mean,
gold
I mean,
it's crazy
literally.
Too right now.
Yo, gold is next level stuff, man.
It is.
I don't even know what the hell.
So you know, last night. So here's. I'm nominating now for the best stoner food because this is last night in Asbury Park before we went over to see the Turtles show, the graveyard, the graveyard tour. We stopped in this like crazy boardwalk like Chinese restaurant. It was like a seafood restaurant with, you know, I guess Polynesian. I say Chinese, but I mean Polynesian tiki kind of theme. And we went for the poo poo platter.
Yeah.
The poo-poo platter is the Emerson, Lake, and Palmer of foods.
Meaning it's fuck gross?
Yeah. It's on a revolving stage and there's a lot of fire.
I do like the fire.
It's so bad. Of course, anything with fire.
There's a great restaurant in New Jersey called Lee's Hawaiian Islander where you can get drinks that are on fire. And I wanted to keep the fire going.
There's
then
a river in Brooklyn
me,
that you can get on.
But then it's like the alcohol burns off in the fire, so you don't want to really keep
See,
the fire
science.
Going.
That's science.
That is science. Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
But I think I'd like to bring the poo-poo platter back. I mean, it's just one of those things. It's so old school. I think if I smoke more pot, I can get very creative with the poo-poo platter.
Oh, God.
I mean, all the wonderful things. I mean, the Sterno fire is cute, but I'm thinking like fucking serious, some rockets. Some. I'm getting Danny Boyle to direct my poo-poo platter.
So how did you? Okay, I saw pictures from the Bushwick block party, and yes, it looked like people. I could be their grandmother.
Yeah, no, I did feel young, but I was wasted. I mean, to be completely honest, by the end, I was there from 9 to midnight. So,
a
lot of free beer to get through.
How many ham sandwiches did you sell, Jack?
Like a few hundred.
Wow,
a lot of ham sandwiches.
Nice.
Yeah.
Here, try some of this heritage weed if you can.
And Andrew W.K. got into a fight with the...
Yeah, I saw him kind of wrestling with a security guy at the end.
I love him.
After the show, I think we should go down to the McCarran Pool and wild some people.
McCarran Pool is very peaceful today. I just walked by.
Oh, man, McCarran Pool opens, and within a week, they're like, yep, a kid shit in the pool. What did you think was going to happen?
That happens in every
As long as it broke up the synchronized swimming routine. You know, that's the best. So let's talk about Heritage Radio for a second, since we've got you on this side of the glass. Jack, you've been our engineer and producer for a year. This is our 52nd show.
I miss it so much.
Mazel
I mean,
tov.
Are we eventually moving time slots, maybe? Is that still happening in the future?
I'm up for it.
Wait, you want to do contract negotiations on
air?
Radio?
Yeah, fuck.
I want us to get the midday slot so we get the news. We get like people at work listening. But
lunch
first,
break crowd.
But I love our Sunday afternoons together. This is like the best. I lobbied for this slot.
I want to go away on the weekends.
Okay, well, go. Okay.
Anyway, but first we have to get to the most important thing next to Heritage Radio Network. Which
actually,
is
it's more important than Heritage Radio Network, I would say.
Nothing is big.
And it's not Apocalypse, so.
It could be, though.
me and Jack. Jack is going to do his probably his virgin song on the radio.
Probably, yeah.
I've already sung on the radio. You have sung on the radio. we're going to sing.
I'll only sing if Joe pitches me down later.
The happy birthday song to Mike Edison. It's his 29th birthday.
Hey! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Come on, Joe, sing.
Happy birthday, dear Mike. Happy birthday to you.
Fucking harmony, yeah. But do I smell like a monkey? When I say monkey, I mean Mickey Dolenz. I'll tell you what, man. If someone was in a fucking wheelchair waiting for me to sign their record, you better goddamn believe I'd be there. You know?
He's a bastard.
Yeah, I can't believe, right?
I can't believe that someone in the monkeys has a big head. Like the monkeys, they were gone in like 1972, right? They were gone by then.
They had so many good hits, though. I mean, that was really nice that Howard said, like, let's face it, Mickey Dolenz is going to draw more people, but he's got the benefit of a set list that's like 12 legitimate, you know, super hits in a TV show that ran, and, you know, that's Mickey Dolenz. That's it. That's what you get. You want to see the monkeys? That's all you get.
Because Mike Nesmith has too much money, right?
Right.
He's the whiteout king.
Right. He's independently wealthy. He never had to do the tours. And apparently, though, I was told last night that one of the reasons he never wanted to do it was because Davy Jones and Mickey Dolenz, they're like old actors, like theater people. That's how they came to this.
Mm-hmm.
Like Peter Tork, I think, was a singer. He's like a folk singer or something, right? He was definitely in the music business. No, I think he's just teaching school somewhere place upstate.
Nice. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, like college music or something. Yeah, totally cool. But Dolenz and Davy Jones apparently wanted to do show tunes and do their own segments of like Broadway stuff in the middle of the monkey set. And Nesmith didn't want to. And if you met Dolenz, who I met for a second last night, you totally you could see it. You could totally see. I was afraid he was going to break out in song. I really was.
That is a legit fear.
It was pretty scary. All right. Listen, guys, thank you so much for the
happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mike.
Yeah. We're going to go back out into the world, a complete fucking wreck.
Yep.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot.
Awesome. All the colors seem so much brighter. Let's get some pizza.
This is what happens.
I think there's birthday pizza coming with your name on it.
You guys get high. Candles. I just get hungry. It's so not fair.
That works.
I don't get high. I just get hungry.
Oh, man. 52 tattoo shows, Judy. 52.
We don't look.
And they said it wouldn't last. Okay, for Mike and Judy, it's Mike Edison, Jack.
Thanks, Lee, man.
Engineer
Thanks,
of the stars.
Yay,
first time.
Jack!
All right, side of the glass. Thanks to Joe the engineer, the Heritage Radio Network, and Robert Mitchum. Calypso is like so.
Yes.
If you want to be happy, live in a king's life. Never make a pretty woman your wife. If you want to be happy, live in a king's life. Never make a pretty woman your wife.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
To do the things that will break your heart, and when you think that she is belonging to you.
Hi, listeners. We want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway, and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Awaeli, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries, like why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode. Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.